The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Gentlemen, take your marks. Set.
And a very great evening, ladies and gentlemen, all around the world. We are on our way to the 500th episode of Track World. I welcome the persons who are watching and listening around the world and on numerous platforms. My co-host, Philippa Arnett,
good evening,
will take the role this evening, and I plan to actually let everybody know who she is, what she has done, and all of that. I have known Philippa for many years. Incidentally, she was my secretary at Imperial Life. Now, you know, Imperial Life is ancient history. I also had Dawn work with me for 2 years. Mm-hmm. When she came from the College of the Bahamas. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, the first one that I see is Charlene Thompson. Thank you, Charlene. And then my good brother, Spence Finlayson. That's what I'm talking about. Well, I give kudos to a two-time Olympian, Ramon Miller,
yes,
who was inducted into the Blue Hawk Athletics Hall of Fame. Oh, I don't know why I need to. What do I need to do so that they could, if they put Hawk in the thing, that I get some money? I don't know.
I don't know.
And this is at Dickinson State.
That's correct.
Your thoughts, Philippa, about this young man?
Oh, Ramon is a fantabulous athlete. I had the opportunity when I was still running, actually, when I came back before making that team in 2004, he was still at C.R. Walker. And as you know, Mr. Ramming Pancho was my coach. And Pancho and Floyd Embrister, who's now, I think,
Floyd,
he's a senior
yes.
master at C.R. Walker. Floyd Embrister was the coach of that track team. And Ramon used to train with them. Mm-hmm. So Ramon was one of my what they call go get 'em. Like I had to go and run with Ramon, like the likes of Ramon. So had the opportunity to get to know Ramon as a young man, mm-hmm. and to watch him to, you know, grow, get married, and give so much back to the sport.
Well, I'll tell you something.
Always humble too.
About his mother. So we also have Lucretia Napa. Watching, listening.
Hello.
And we're talking about Brian Ambi. You know Brian Ambi?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. That's what I am
Sports
talking
guy.
About. Very much so. Well, Track World is brought to you by Sun Oil Limited, Arawak Homes, Sunshine Insurance, AFD Management Services. The CEO is Freeman DeVoe. They are at Pairdale, and their business is oil and energy. Well, also, we're talking about Vaughn L. Culmer and Associates. Vaughn L. Culmer and Associates. And I have celebrated more than 40 years as a financial services representative at Kalina Insurance. And we are general agents and brokers, health insurance and mortgage. And I am with Kalina. My business partner is Alexis Hanna, and we are the A team, and the first A is for Alpheus. By the way, she is my, what do I call her? I'll remember what I call her. She is, the first A is for Alpheus, and the second A is for Alexis Hanna. We're not going to any short break. I missed one. I'm talking about my book, From Vancouver to Athens, 50 Years of Bahamian International Track and Field Competition. So, Alexis, Dennis Burrows is watching, and Denise Ferguson, they're all watching. And I do have my book From Vancouver to Athens, 50 Years of International Track and Field Competition. Well, Kwame Finlayson, my nephew is watching. Oh, man. Kwame, thank you ever so much. And we're going to, we have Carolyn Johnson watching, Gwyneth Stewart watching, Melva Norwich watching. Oh, she is with, she's been working with Kalina. I think Melva is still there. I talked about Carolyn Johnson. Well, let's say this. What I wish to do is just speak with you, and Corey Maycock is here. And your time is quickly coming, Maycock. And thank you so much. So what I want to start with is that, Philippa, can you remember when and where you got involved in sports?
Oh, definitely. For me, it was at St. Thomas More. Okay. That is where, under the likes of Leo Delaney. Okay. Still love him to this day. I mean, a very pious young man.
Michael Sarge Hanna is watching and listening. And Margaret Elizabeth McKay. Oh, she is in Cat Island. I'm sure you listen to Spence every morning, Margaret. And I trust your daughter is doing well, because as the COVID goes, you know, Junkanoo is in the way. Not in the way, all of us are looking forward to Junkanoo. So what's the name of the person again at St. Thomas More?
Leo Delaney. Yes, it was Mr. Delaney at that time. We didn't even say coach, so yeah. It was just Mr. Delaney.
But I think I know him. I think that they had a gas station on Wolf Road.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, on Wolf Road. And I think he may have taught our son.
Okay.
Yeah, LeVon.
Right.
Many years ago.
He was at St. Thomas More, I mean, for umpteen years, because even I know when I was still at SAC, he was still there.
Yeah.
And up to me graduating from college, he was still with St. Thomas More.
That is good.
So, yeah, great, great guy.
Okay. When did you get involved in team sports?
In team sports, thank you to Crispin Ferguson, God rest his soul, who was at St. Augustine's. I honestly want to say I think that was when I became involved in team sports. The first team for me, I think, would have been like 88 or 87. Mm-hmm. I was in SAC.
That's the Seoul Olympics.
Correct. Yes. And, you know, the strangest thing was for us was, for some reason, there was this thing that private school kids didn't get involved in the weekend sports. So, of course, then we missed out a lot on team sports. But because of Crispin Ferguson, Coach Ferguson at the time at SAC, and Mr. Adley, Leviticus Adley, that's how I became involved in team sports.
Well, Juanita DeVoe, we good cousin in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And also, in Atlanta, and that is from Exuma. And we also now have Garfield McPhee. Okay. Garfield, it is so interesting that you have the time to check out everything. We saw Bernard Hanna the other day.
Oh gosh!
That's a talk for another discussion.
Love it.
At a particular place, and that stuff already finished. You know. So with regards to that, you're talking about the team sports. Mm-hmm. The question now is, Philippa, where and when did you specialize? Was the Ferguson person somebody who passed?
Crispin Ferguson. Chris Ferguson from SAC.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a coach at SAC. That's the one who used to pick us up in the bus in the morning.
So that's the one that recently passed?
Oh, no. He didn't recently. Ago? Yeah, some time ago. After we graduated from SAC, but yeah, he's been passed many, many, many years.
Yeah, he may have been in the class with Spence. I'm not sure.
Okay, I'm not certain. But yeah, he was definitely the instrumental person that opened up avenues to track and field for a lot of us. And actually, that's when we started even getting involved in the clubs out to the track. And then I started training with the likes of Fabian Wims, and there was a gentleman, Donald. Donald used to train with Fabian, the likes of Sidney Cartwright. Mm-hmm. So these were coaches that were coming up at the time and had small little groups because, you know, some of our parents just didn't want us in big groups or didn't want you out on the weekends and, you know, stuff like that. So that's where it started for me. That's where, and Ovaltine Primary School,
It's still here, isn't it?
I don't know if it is, but Alfie's, I can tell you this. Yeah. I don't think there was, and there will never be, any primary school track meet that would ever be better than Ovaltine's meet. Ovaltine, the medals, my medals still have not changed. The gold.
Okay, yes.
They were plated. You got so many little novelties from them, the sharpeners, the pen. It was a very exciting track meet for young kids. And that's where we were seeing a lot, I think.
But you know, when we started that out, not just that, I'm talking about the nationals, the actual nationals. I'm not talking about anything right in Nassau.
Correct.
But the whole, so Ovaltine was one of them. Mm-hmm. And the Ovaltine is, the building is right there now, but they're gone. I think he's gone to Abaco or someplace.
That was the best primary school meet ever.
Yeah. And then it was Kentucky Fried, Sherman Stewart was the head man at Kentucky Fried, which was really across the street. You know where Alive is in... Palmdale.
Yeah,
we talked.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
So he was the head. So he could make good decisions.
Now, if that was a Saturday meet, I wasn't involved.
No.
Because I barely came out to Saturday meets.
But by that time, you may have been with the school.
Okay,
what's that? Did participate.
I don't know.
Did participate in the nationals.
Okay, I don't remember KFC.
The nationals, yes. Okay. So tell me, what is the best that you did in Nassau? If you can include Carifter and all of that. Carifter, CAC.
Well, I would say CAC. CAC, I think I've competed in two CACs that were actually here. One was a senior, one was a junior. The senior one would have been the latest one. That would have been in 2004 or 2005. So that would have been the time when I came back and made that world champ and the Olympic team.
Was it 2004?
Or right here in Nassau.
Okay. 2002 then?
No, 2002, I wasn't. I just started coming back. I had my son in 2001.
Okay.
And I just started work. I was playing volleyball, actually, in 2002. And Kermit Roma used to be in the gym by AF Adley. At that time, I was working with Credit Suisse Trust.
Mm.
And so Credit Suisse had a team, and we used to play there. And he came, and he was like, "Are you Philippa Arnett?" Uh-huh. And you used to run? So I was like, "Yeah." He was like, "Uh-uh." And at that time, he said to me right then, like he used to nag me every Saturday. Mm-hmm. Every Saturday, he would come to the games. And he said, "If you come back, I'll get a sponsor for you."
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay. I still wasn't certain.
Yeah.
So I started training a little bit, but just as a partner with Afton Moxie. Afton wasn't a coach, but he was just somebody that I knew of, a good friend.
Long jumper.
Right, exactly. Not his brother, not Ozzy. Afton Moxie. Exactly. His older brother. Mm-hmm. So I started with Afton for a little while. And then Mr. Ramen, of course, being out to the mm-hmm. track, saw me a couple times. He had known me, of course, from a long time. But Mr. Ramming, gave his little comments and stuff, and the rest was history. I mm-hmm. started training again with Mr. Ramming. But that was 2003-04.
You know Lanny?
Of course.
Lanny's brother had the CAC, had the record for the decathlon. And as a matter of fact, we went to Mexico City
mm-hmm.
in, can't even remember which year now, but it was a congress for track and field, and B.J. Norwich was there. And what I told you, in my house, Philippa, I have all kinds of stuff.
So
I'm throwing something.
Traveled.
I know, but it's important.
You traveled.
Because he did it. He did nearly 26 feet. Great
Lanny?
Jump.
Yes. Lanny?
Lanny's brother.
Tones,
yes.
Yeah, okay.
Tones.
And see that now. See the thing that you talk about Lanny, and Lanny is such a great coach. Like you said, he's been in sports and track and field, even in the U.S. has contributed so much to athletes alike.
Yeah.
But the strangest thing about that is I didn't know Lanny. I knew Tones.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And people used to talk about him even when I was in college and stuff, and I still didn't know him.
Mm-hmm.
So I've come to know him, more as an adult and everything. And a great coach, a great gentleman to know as well. But, I know Tunes, and I know Tunes' wife.
Well, I got to know their mother.
Mm-hmm.
Their mother was at the Pizza Hut place by Royal Bank.
Okay. Yes, right, by Commonwealth Bank.
No. I'm talking about where I live, out in Cable Beach.
Okay, right.
Okay?
Yes.
So that's where she was.
Mm-hmm.
And she passed. Oh, man. And it's really something else when you
mm-hmm.
see somebody's family, especially mother, pass.
Yeah.
And in most cases, the mother is the anchor of the family.
You say that, and it's so funny. They have a sister. I don't know where she sits in the lineage of their siblings. But they have a sister, and when I was working to UBS, every morning, her and her son used to sit at Starbucks.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know which one of their sisters, but I think I know one morning somebody said, you know that's Tone Stowe's sister?
Yeah.
Yeah. And every morning, her and her son used to sit there. And I always admired it because, of course, I only have one son.
Boy, I hear exactly what you say. Yes. So let me ask this. You talked about where you competed the CAC and all of that. What about abroad? How did you get abroad?
You talking about college?
Where?
College?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Well.
I'm not talking about going to Miami or going to what the place, Dave, where behaviors like to go
and
spend the money.
Florida.
No, I'm talking about the place. They said Walmart. They said the people came on the or the boat. Mm-hmm. And, you know, at that time they say, you know, you could get on the boat quick, you know, mm-hmm. and they go back mm-hmm. in the evening. Mm-hmm. You know, they take no cab. And when they get there, they just waited for the boat to leave. Mm-hmm. And that's what they do. Everybody goes to Walmart, you know. I did a lot of that myself, but I don't go to Florida anymore. So tell us...
How?
Yeah.
Okay, I would start off with this, to be honest. At my graduation after SAC, honestly and truly, I was not interested in sports. I was tired. How could you say a young person being tired? Sometimes you as parents give us so many choices. Mm-hmm. And so I was given that choice. And the choice for me was, I am not running anymore. I'm done. And at SAC, I played almost all the sports, did everything. I was involved in so much organization, still as I am today. And long and short of it was, I got about 3 or 4 scholarships coming out of SAC. Mm-hmm. And I will never forget, one of them, I had a roommate from St. John's. We were going, there was a school in Virginia, I think Hampton. And Hampton had given me a full ride.
That's where Chris went.
Right, but it was like 3 other schools as well. And Sydney Cartwright, I think, had a connection there at the time. And I told them, my mom those asked me, they say, what do you want to do? You know, they want to have to be the liberal parents, sit down. What do you want to do? I don't want to go to school. Well, they brought Mr. Adley to the house, Leviticus, all of that. Long and short of it was, I did not go when I graduated. I did not go that year. I stayed at home. My mom prayed me out of here the following year, though. Mm-hmm. So in 91, didn't go back at the scholarships that I had. But Mother Pratt, because me and Nicole, her daughter at that time, we were very close. And I ended up going to Tanaug for the first year. But the option was, I said to my parents, I don't want to be involved in sports. I would go, but, you know, and I went there. I'll never forget Vernita Evans, who is now a Defense Force officer. But Vernita used to run for CC Sweeting, Cobras. Okay. And we were all in the same age setting. And Vernita told Coach Williams, she went to collect her study check or some type of check one day. And we were in the office to Coach Williams to get her check. And she told Coach Williams, you know this girl is faster than me, right? And she would not come and join our track team. And he was like, oh, no, you'll be running next year. And I'm like, no, I won't.
Yeah, yeah.
So the long and short of that was both my parents lost their jobs.
Okay.
And they were paying. They were paying for my school fee at that time. And I was the eldest of the kids at the time. And they didn't tell me. So I just noticed that my dad was always home when I called.
Oh.
So when I finally came home for the summer, I recognized that he wasn't working. And I knew they were paying. So I said, no, I'm not going back. They were upset with me and tried to punish me by sending me to Freeport to my grand uncle. Oh, you're going to work then? Okay, fine, I'll work, but I'm not going back. So again, I sat out for, of course, you know, with the NCAA, you sign your letter of intent, your clock starts ticking from the day you sign. So I ended up being out of the system, out of the school system for about maybe another year and a half. And then Morgan State offered me a full ride.
Morgan State.
Yes, offered me a full ride. And I ended, that was, the rest was history. And Coach Hodge is my number one guy. You know, he was mad with me.
This is Morgan State. We don't know where the man is. Take a look at him. Let me call the name.
Clyde?
No, man. He was on the first team.
Okay.
I'm talking about Jamaica beating the United States, along with Herb McKinley.
Okay.
So his name is George Roden.
Okay.
Okay? And he won the 400 in 2 cases.
Okay.
But the interesting, so let me tell you who else were on the team. It's with Arthur Wendt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he was a doctor, and they went to Britain on a boat from New York or whatever it is to some part of Britain. Not just athletes, you know, all kinds of Jamaicans had the opportunity to do that.
Okay.
Well, Les Lang was one of them. I think Les Lang is in Orlando area. One of the best. I'm talking about beating the U.S. many years ago. Then Herb McKinley, he was the first person to run under 46 seconds. And in the actual race, he ran better than all of them. Well, of course.
Alfie's, you're a historian.
No, but it's in, it's,
it's in the you remember course, things. Of course, you of course.
I have, as I say, I have looked and I've looked and I've looked. Mm-hmm. And then you remember.
Yeah.
But the significance of this fella is that he is born right near my sister. My sister is going to be 91.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But nobody knows where this man is.
Okay.
So I have asked my housekeeper. She knows, her mother knows Babsy, the person in charge of track and, not just sports and culture and everything in Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
Because it can be. I heard them talking about putting a statue in the stadium for him.
Okay.
And nobody knows where he is. Nobody seems to know where he is. So that is real.
And you're saying he is a Morganite. He went to Morgan.
Morgan State.
Okay.
Morgan
okay.
State. Well, a lot of people went to Morgan State.
Oh,
you know.
I can tell you.
Gus Cooper.
That's right. Gus Cooper.
Bodie.
Delon Brennan, who's with Public Hospital.
Yeah.
Tyree.
But did he run?
No, I'm kidding.
Natari Darvall went to
Troy McIntosh. Troy McIntosh was there. Curtis Pride was there as well.
Yeah. You know Natari Darvall. He's at Doctor's Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So let's say this now. Let me ask you about your success there.
At Morgan State.
At Morgan State.
Well, at Morgan State, at my graduation year, definitely I was named Female Bear of the Year.
Excellent.
Every year that I was there, I made NCAAs. There was me and another young lady from the VI, Amira Bello. We were always one and two in the 100 and the 200. My 100 times best was like 11 twos, 11 ones, and the 200 times was like 23 lows for the most part. I never hit a 22, but my 23 lows got me, you know, in the NCAAs. And it was an experience, and I can't honestly say that I ever took track seriously.
Okay.
So I know Eldies and at one point Pauline were both trying to get me when I came home and I was training home to move abroad and, you know, take it the next step further. And I never did. Mm-hmm. I never did. But I'm grateful for the opportunities that track took me to, traveling, meeting people, everything. And I want to kick back to even at primary school, Alpheus, when I was in the Catholic system at St. Thomas More, like how they have school against school now. It wasn't like that when we were growing up. With all the Catholic schools, all of the schools picked the best 2, 3, 4, whatever, for every sport, you know, for every event.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how the teams were. The teams used to be a combined Catholic team competing against all the other schools. So
I do understand that.
Yeah.
Yes.
So at Morgan, I excelled in student athlete, graduated with honors. It was a fabulous. I loved that school. I mean, I think it was perfect for me. Love the area. Love that you can just drive right up the street, you know, 30, 35, 40 minutes to D.C. I could tell you the one experience that I will never forget, and I always crack jokes about this. I didn't have the opportunity for my parents to travel with me when I first went up there, so I went by myself. And if you are familiar with BWI, you know the airport sits in the middle of Baltimore and D.C. So when I
went there maybe twice.
Okay, I love the area. I definitely love it. I got there and Coach Hodge said, okay, I'll meet you at the station. So I'm thinking, you mean at the airport. So I got at the airport, have my bags, have everything. So I called him and I said, Coach Hodge, I'm here. So he said,
where are you?
Yeah, where are you? So I said, at the airport.
He said, Rich
airport.
No.
Exactly, BWI.
Yeah.
So he said, oh, no, you're going to have to get on the metro and meet me at Penn Station. And I'm like,
you know where Penn Station is.
I was like, what? Where is
it? It ain't close.
Yeah. So I loved that whole area. I had the opportunity attending Morgan to attend the Million Man March.
First one ever.
Listen, an experience I would never want it to forget. Mm. And, you know, I had a Trini roommate. Well, because I was on a split scholarship, academic and track. So I had a a roommate who was from Tobago. She was there on an academic scholarship. And we hit it off well. Actually, my first semester there, Tanya Wild Goose, the high jumper who used to jump for us, who lives in Freeport now. Mm-hmm. Tanya was at Morgan before she transferred to Auburn.
Yeah?
Yeah. She was at...
That's true.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you. She was there when I first got there. And again, like I said, Troy McIntosh, Curtis. So we had a good group.
Which Curtis? Curtis Pride.
Curtis,
okay.
Curtis Pride, who has Pride Athletics right now.
Yeah, but you do know that there's a young man who went to Morgan, and he was the first Bahamian to win a 400 meters in Jamaica.
Who's that?
In Jamaica.
A Bahamian?
Bahamian, yes.
Who's that?
I'm forgetting his name now, but it's in the book. I'm forgetting it. He's out of Grand Bahama.
Okay.
He's out of Grand Bahama.
We have a coach in Grand Bahama, too, who went to Morgan as well.
Yeah, but I think he's still there.
Okay.
He is still, and somebody else was there. Stanley Mitchell's brother had a son who was at Morgan, also mm-hmm. was a coach. And that was it.
Morgan is a great school. It's really, really. I mean, it's HCBU, but you know, HBCU, historically black, but love it. Loved the school. Loved the campus. It's beautiful. But this is the funny part. We never had a track when I was there. I mean, it has a beautiful track now that's used by,
of course, yeah,
you know, AAU and all of those. But we didn't have a track. So everything everything that we did at Morgan at that time was the luxury bus line. So wherever we had to go, we had to get on the bus.
Well,
but we trained on that track, though.
On that track. Mm-hmm. Well, I just want to say, before we go to a break, is that Alexis is my business partner.
That's right. That's right.
Not just my daughter, my business partner. Exactly. My business partner.
The A-team.
The A-team. So what we're going to do, we're going to take a break. And from that break, we're going to be talking about your international competition.
I am Bernard F. Hanna. All of you should know me as a Sting. I've got the very first copy from Vancouver to Athens. You know, I'm so excited because to be the one to have the first copy, I know what it was for Hawk, for over the years, his dedication and his excitement, his commitment to bring this bestseller book to us. And I'm excited to have in my possession not only one copy, but two copies from Vancouver to Athens. 50 years of Bahamian International Track and the Field Competition. This is great stuff. So I'm urging all of you to get your own copy. You could get it from Logos in the Harbor Bay, or Nassau Stationers on Rosetta Street, or Chapter 1 at COB, or at Coral News and Gifts in the domestic section of the Linden Pinlan Airport. Let me tell you, man, you will never regret it. This kind of information that you get in this book is really invaluable. It's just terrific stuff. Good sports history, true and factual, you know. So I urge you, just go and get it and keep a copy, and even give your friends a copy. And you know, more than one reason I am more excited about having this book. Look at page 200 and you will see me there in live and living color performing. Number 200, you will see Bernard F. Hanna performing, and that is my fulfillment. One of my big fulfillment of having this book.
Life is always better with a little extra cash. At Solomon's, we know that every penny saved is a penny toward more happy times with those you love. With super savings in every aisle and budget-pleasing buys every time you shop, you can get closer to that family vacation you've been dreaming about. Go on, earn that new air fryer in produce. Snag that Exuma getaway with your cereal. Rawson Square Junkanoo tickets, aisle 7 just restocked. Bring it all together at Solomon's, where you can save more and live better.
We're back. Oh, and I'll tell you the numbers to call, and you can talk with Philippa. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. And my good cousin, Vanessa Colby, is listening and watching, and somebody who took my name, Alpheus Forbes. I'm a little older really? Than he is. You know Alpheus Forbes. He is a, what do I call, he is a, official also, as I can remember. And somebody from Grand Bahama is picking up.
Derek Wells?
No, okay. I'm trying to remember
that's
the
who,
name.
That's who went to Morgan.
Francis Clark. Oh, man. Francis Clark is my good cousin. My good cousin. I'll tell you the connection. And then Keith Bahamas, he's there. Let's talk about international, and you all can speak with Philippa, please.
Well, Alfie, I'll just start from the beginning. I mean, most of the trips that I would have been, I had the opportunity to attend Carifters, Jamaica, Barbados, CACs, Puerto Rico here. Olympics, Atlanta, 96. 96, I was also in Athens, Greece, when Tonic won the gold. I was in Helsinki in 2005 for World Championships. So I've had the opportunity to travel the world and internationally be there, competing in the 1 and the 200, mostly in the junior and relays per se. Most of the teams I was named for relays. And you always know the story. You always crack the joke.
Yeah.
Well, you know, always for the relays. Most times I would honestly say, I think in placing, in the trials, in most cases, I was up there. Mm-hmm. So it was so funny and so nostalgic with the runoff type of situation this year for for the Olympics, because I was always in that situation. Uh-huh. No matter what place I got in the trials, it was always said something to do about synergy. There wasn't any synergy because I was a working athlete at the time when I came back.
Yeah. Which 90s, is a different thing.
That, which is exactly. Hmm. But you know, the one thing, and I always try to, when I do mentor or have conversations about my experiences, while people might look at it in a negative light to say, well, you should have fought or you should have done something, like, because you earned your spot. You know, the one thing I always say is I got to travel places people never went. And I enjoyed everything. And I've learned a lot. I think, you know, when you look back, I wished. And the last time, as you know, in Helsinki, we were on the track. Yeah, I was about to anchor. Yeah. I was on the anchor.
Yeah.
And Chandra and Tamika dropped the baton.
Yeah.
So
that happens.
Exactly.
It ain't the first time.
No, hey.
that the Bob has dropped the baton.
So I've had the opportunity to be there. My time spoke for themselves. Mm-hmm. And so that was one thing I always say. My mom, you know, God rest her soul, she's not here now, but she was always that spiritual mentor for me. So I was never really, I would say, downtrodden about it, because I always had something to fall back on. I was always working. At the time when I made 04 and 05 teams, I was at Credit Suisse Trust. And when I tell people how my practices was, I used to jog in the morning for about 30 minutes. I ran in the morning. I went to work for about 7, 8 o'clock. I went to the gym with Big O, God rest his soul.
Big O,
yes. That's right. I used to be in the gym right there at Gold's by the bottom of the bridge. That was my lunch. I would do my workout, my gym workout there. And then at 4 o'clock, I was at the sports center with Sierra Walker. And Wilma Colbrook was still running at the time as well. So Wilma, my dear friend, still parks in my yard right now, even to this day. You know, I've had an experience with track and field, and I love it. As you know, even moving away from track, I got involved in the administrative side. You know, they convinced me to get there, and I tried that. It's just too much. It's too much for me. But I love the excitement. I love being involved. But then, as you know, because persons didn't show up for an announcer's thing, well, that Laura tried
that
to
alone.
Put, oh, you
leave
didn't want me to
alone.
Go there.
Leave
you didn't want
alone.
Me to go there yet. So track for me, again, the times in the hundreds were always like in the 11. I was always in the range of 11 fives to 11 twos, 11 ones. I remember Pauline, in, at one point, she came to me and she said, Philippa, you realize how well you did. You just came back. I started training in 2003 after having Jawan in 2001 and then made that team in 2004. And she was like, come on, take it seriously, you know. But I didn't, and I don't regret it. I really don't, you know. God has been good.
A couple of things happened in Helsinki the second time.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm talking about I was at the first in Helsinki in the first World Championships.
Okay.
So the place was cold. And this Helsinki, you remember that?
When you, well, it wasn't, no, when we were there. No.
It was cold enough.
It wasn't cold for me.
Me and Tommy roomed together.
In 2005?
2005, yes.
Alfie, we sat outside. That's when that was when the greatest experience was realizing that the sun didn't go down until almost 12 o'clock in the night.
Yeah.
So I would never forget, we came out of the cafeteria, the place where, you know, the hall where we ate, and it was a pile of athletes, all different countries who had done their warm-ups and done their runoffs and all this stuff. And we were sitting out until somebody came and said, guys, you realize what time it is? Nobody recognized the time.
But I'll tell you this. Well, just like we have had a lot of rain last night, there are times when, I mean, there's plenty of sun and everything else.
Yeah.
So we took the trolley or whatever it is, and it took us time. We went back in the room. But we enjoyed ourselves otherwise. Yeah. But Helsinki was as good as Helsinki was. Things had changed, and how do I put it? In terms of them having the kinds of money to do what they wanted to do, they didn't have that. Somebody is on the phone. Kermit?
Hello.
Stanley Mitchell, talk to this young lady.
The man that's never missed a meet.
Hey, something wrong with her blood. In Helsinki, I got on the tram one night and my teeth was clicking like...
You hear what I said?
Yeah, you
like
said...
the movies, and the people laugh at me.
Man.
It was so cold that night, it rained, and
really?
I get on the tram.
We might have been in bed when
you
were out in the night.
Sunlight and thing.
Yeah, but, you know, but we weren't in the village.
Exactly.
We weren't in the village,
so
sadly.
That's the difference. We as the athletes, we didn't have that opportunity to be out late in the evenings and stuff. It was just that first
night. I don't believe in the track. The tram was right off the track.
Yeah.
And... one night it rained, and you remember when you didn't watch the high jump, they had two big rollers that could suck the water.
Yes, I remember that.
And Hawk, that's not my brother, that's my sister's brother-in-law, Pat Bailey Jr.
Your sister's
brother-in-law.
But you remember the person... Troy. The person who went to Morgan also from Grand Bahama, and he was the first Bahamian to beat a Jamaican in the 400. I'm sure you were there in Kingston. He's out of Grand Bahama.
Out of Grand Bahama, that's Tirone.
No,
Tehran is a young one. Tehran younger. Yeah. He's younger than I am.
Oh, you're talking about older person?
Yeah, he's saying older.
Yeah. But he won the 400 in...
Jamaica.
Well, I know his family has something to do with somebody who went to school with me at St. Augustine's.
Okay.
And his brother did monk's bread at St. Augustine's.
Okay.
Yeah.
He did what?
Monk's bread.
You know, the monks at St. Augustine's.
Yeah,
they did monk's bread. So
you don't remember the meat he was in, eh?
No, it was Carifta in Jamaica. I'm saying he beat the Jamaicans in the 400 in Jamaica.
Do you remember around what year? This is in your era or in mine?
In Stanley and I, it is after, as far as I know, it is after Pauline and all of them. ran in 79. In 79, it's after that. But he did go to Morgan State. And as a matter of fact, Stanley, we put together, what do I call it now? Remember when we went to, what's the name of the place, where Troy won the high jump?
Gothenburg.
Gothenburg, yes, 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 yes. So it was, so the Minister of Sports then in culture
was
Brennan Hodden? No.
Okay.
Balzi.
Yeah, Algernon.
Allen.
SPB Allen, okay?
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is that we decided that we would put, so going to the hotel, the Sheraton, Sandy, the minister said it will be track and field in Atlanta, okay? So we put together, what did we call it? Something where the athletes could prepare, they're in school, they could prepare, and that was it. That was it, yeah.
Okay.
So it was after that, and it was in Kingston, Jamaica. Let me see who else is looking. We're talking about Susan Penniman. Now, she works with our people. I'm talking about Kalina now.
Okay.
For cars and all of that kind of thing, that she is there.
Okay.
And then we have Miriam Ingram. I don't know who that is, but thank you for watching. Is there something you want to say?
No.
Okay.
Just you're thanking Mr. Mitchell, because Mr. Mitchell has always been one of those supporters. He's off the call. But yeah, he's always been one of those supporters, you know, at almost every track meet. I think even he could confirm, but I think I do even remember him seeing him in Eugene. He does not miss a track meet. So he's really him, Doyle Burrows.
Yeah.
You know, they were always, and then the gentleman from AG Electric. He used to be, I think, with Doyle.
Yes, right.
Yeah, so there were a number of Bahamians who followed, particularly like the really big international track and field meets. But no, I loved track and field. I loved it. Maybe didn't take it to where many thought I should, but... You know, no matter, I still enjoyed the sport. I enjoyed it.
Well, let me say this. Your father was in class with a young man called Vaughn Culmer. He and Spence, you all were in the same class. And I said to myself, your brother had some pedigree.
Nathan, that's right. The hurdler.
Nathan.
Mm-hmm.
And your father.
Mm-hmm.
Because your father...
was a jumper.
Yeah, but he was younger than me.
Mm-hmm.
And he beat me in the long jump. So you can't... What was his nickname?
Cheese.
That's it. But that's what I am saying.
Well, I had that opportunity while I was in SAC, too. I'm going to brag right now. I was beating people in grade 12, too.
That is powerful.
Right. So
that
is more than powerful. Yeah, loved it.
So the question is now, what do I say?
Where am I at now?
No. Talking about your final competition.
Mm-hmm. My final competition, I think, was here. Preparing for Commonwealth Games. So after Helsinki, we came back, and the following year in 90, that would have been 2006, I think, we were preparing for Commonwealth. And I didn't have much injuries while competing all my years, from primary straight up. I had one little glitch one time, I think, me and Jackie running relays at Carifta. I got jabbed somewhat on my ankle, and I had that somehow chipped or something on my ankle or whatever. And I had to do it for had to do treatment with Miss Gobi. I don't know if anybody who was in track and field at that time, there was a therapist at Princess Margaret named Miss Gobi, and she was the best.
I know you're talking about. I know who you're talking about.
Exactly. Yeah. So I had
to do that. She used to work with Willard Thompson.
Correct. And so I went through that treatment, and that would have been the only injury I would say that I had my entire track career until 2006. I got a hamstring pull, and I would not forget Dr. Dorsett was there, and we must give her regards. She lost her father today, Dr. Cindy Dorsett.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
so I will never forget that because, you know, she's heavily, you know, heavily involved with Star Trackers.
I know her well.
Okay. So, yeah.
Very well.
She lost her dad today. So for me, that was it. 2006, when I did that, I said, nah, I'm done. So I stepped out of... off the track in 2006.
And that was it.
That was it for me, yes.
Okay. Three things that you would have enjoyed in track and field. Just three. The top ones.
Of course, getting a medal would be number one.
Yes.
And then, hey, I would say, I would say honestly that would be it right there, getting a medal. I traveled.
Two more things, yes.
Two more things while I was competing or in the sport
while you were competing. I mean, not while you were competing, when you look back.
Oh, when I look back.
Yes.
Okay, that I went off when I did, and that I would have gone off when I first had the scholarships coming straight out of high school, and probably competing in a very active conference would have kept me very, very sharp, because when I look back as to the teams that I made, I didn't really put much effort into a lot of it. My
question is, when you travel, what excites you? Not running.
Oh, sights, the sights, going to see as little, as much as possible in the countries where we traveled.
Mm-hmm.
We went to Athens, we went to the ruins, we went to see that. Okay. Right, went to Helsinki, the markets with the berries and experiencing things like that. Always going to see something that is out. When we went to Russia,
I've been there twice.
Oh my God.
I don't need to go there anymore. We went there at the World Indoor, okay? Went there at the World Indoor. Oh, we had an opportunity to see the Kremlin.
That's what we went through there.
Mm-hmm. And it's unbelievable. I have pictures of it.
Beautiful.
But it was, before we went there, the temperature was like 40 degrees below.
Okay.
And when we were there, it was 20 below. And that was great.
Interesting. I would tell you this. I think the most memorable, even though this is not the most furthest place, Puerto Rico, the year when we had the mix-up with Pauline and Frank.
Yeah.
But that was the year Sotomayor. Remember Sotomayor from Cuba?
So I have high
jump.
I have the pictures of Alexis sitting down. What's her name? The long jumper from Grand Bahama?
Daphne.
Daphne was with Alexis.
Mm-hmm.
And then the record was broken.
Yes. He,
so guess what?
But no, you wait. The best part about it was the thrill of seeing him pull up. They brought him up out in this luxury car,
yeah,
and it was whole fanfare. And everybody was like, who is this dude?
Yeah.
But for me, that was honestly, I don't even do field events other than when we were in SAC and, you know, you have to do three track or two track and three field or however you switch it. I did shot put and I used to win. But that was one of my most exciting meets, actually seeing that. And I've seen a lot of track and field meets, and I've seen Bolt run. I've been there. You know, you had the opportunity to sit on the side of some of these athletes that are phenoms. And that for me, what I think was the most like thrilling moment for me in Puerto Rico.
So with Alexis, when the record was broken, you know, at that age, she would have been about three or something, and children could know about records.
Mm-hmm.
She said, yeah, the record. She wasn't thinking about the high jump, the record, and that really is something else.
That was a big thing.
But let me tell you this. I was the B3A's public relations officer 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
8 years. And I really enjoyed, as I say, speaking on the mic. Mm-hmm. Well, I had my own way how I did it that time, where the athletes would get excited, the fans would get excited. Mm-hmm. And Philippa, when I heard you first on on the mic, I said, "You are the lady. You are the lady, and you will do well." And as I see, you have done well. How do you enjoy that?
Oh my goodness! You know, when in life, they say sometimes you tap into things that you just never ever thought would take you to places. And before I go there, I want to say a special hi, Alpheus. We have some Stephanies out there from Scotia softball, boxes out there, Sanica, Erica, my bowling team, my brother, Roosevelt. So I just want to say hi to all of them. Okay. And thanks for listening in. But the announcing, oh my goodness, I can't even tell you. We ended up in a class because persons didn't show up, Alpheus. We had a gentleman, Laura Pratt-Charlton, I think in conjunction with the B3As, had arranged, it was her track meet. It was Star Trackers track meet that's held in February. And I think she arranged this announcers seminar.
Yes.
For anybody who wanted to. And the gentleman, Michael Jules from Barbados.
I remember. He used to come
that's
here.
That's right. Laura used to bring him for his used to bring him over for their meets. And so we went to this. We went to the seminar, and it was a week-long seminar, about 4 days, and it was long. And that's how it started. Our first sit down in the chair and go was Laura's meet. So the whole seminar was we do the learning, the theoretical part of it, and the practical would have been at the track meet. And we got into it, and that's where it started. And Alpheus, I honestly say, I fell in love. And as you know, it's taken me, I've announced in Puerto Rico, I've announced in Querétaro in Mexico, I've had opportunity. I want to go to Eugene. That's where I want to go.
You had the opportunity of connecting with my good friend who
That's
I met
right.
in Stuttgart.
Louis Johnson.
At that point, Louis was just a pacemaker.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And he is, well, he, you know, when mm-hmm. you have the, what you call it, the Olympics.
Right.
Then they have the other Olympics.
Correct.
So he tried. And he has been to the, He may even be, I'm not sure
if
he's
going
to be to China.
The face. He's always the sideline track for USA Track and Field.
Yes, yes.
And so for persons who are listening, if you don't know who Louis Johnson is, Louis Johnson is that guy that interviewed Sha'Carri Richardson.
Yes. Louis has another challenge, but we'll talk about that.
No, but he is...
Outside of here.
Right. He is definitely the phenom for a track side interviews at the Olympics, everywhere.
And
I think he works for NBC, I want to say.
NBC, but right. He also does college...
Exactly. Track meets, the big championships and stuff. And so, for me, of course, you know, that was my highlight. Yeah. When... There was a little mix-up when we got in Miramar, but when I saw it was him, I said, whatever he's sitting, I want to be. So I ended up sitting.
Yeah.
Yes, he was sort of like mentoring me on the side and talking, and then he sat there, and what melted my heart was when he said, oh, you don't need no mentoring. I was like, yes, I do. But I loved it. Announcing has allowed me with World Relays. It was awesome. The World Relays Organizing Committee gave us the opportunity to do the high school segment of World Relays.
Oh, yes.
Do you remember they had the high school segment and then...
Early in the day,
Correct. So that gave me, again, the opportunity to work with the big names in announcing. And I've fallen in love with it. Yeah. But we definitely would love to have more young people, of course, women, and gentlemen, because I always use this, and persons who know me, I was the manager on the team in Martinique, and there were two athletes on that team, Carifta team, in Martinique. One was Brianne Bethel, who was at the Olympics this year, and the other was the Grand Bahama young guy who went to University of Miami. Those two athletes sat just playing around, mocking the NBC. like track host yeah. and all of that.
Yeah.
Alpheus, they were phenomenal.
Uh-huh.
So oh, a lot okay. of, they were, I'm talking event, by throw, by running, they were excellent. And the funny thing about it is, we try to get like athletes involved or, you know, right from out at the track because you have to be willing to give a lot of time
I
for
know.
Free.
I know.
It's not a paid job.
I do know, my dear.
Exactly.
I do know.
It's not a paid job. So persons be like, Philippa, how do you do it? I said, well, my son was in school, so that's how I could give the time. But I'm grateful. I'm grateful for announcing because I love it, Alpheus.
Philippa, there's just a couple of things I want to say. Number one, just talking about birthdays now. Mm-hmm. Lennox Miller. Okay? Lennox Miller. He was second in the 100 in Mexico City. Second in the 100. And Jamaica was second in the 4x1 in Mexico City. Going now to Munich, this same Lennox Miller, he is third in the 100 in Munich. Anyhow, his daughter, what's the name of the lady? Marion Jones.
Mm-hmm.
She pulled up in the 200.
201.
So she was replaced. She was replaced by Lennox and his wife's daughter.
Okay.
Okay. That is significant. And then we're talking about Darryl Brown. Darryl Brown is from Trinidad and Tobago, and at the World Championships that Levan won the bronze medal. Along, Henry was there in the mm-hmm. picture. You would see Henry there. This fella had the world junior record, and he went to school.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he went to school. I think, I'm not sure if, what's his name, Henry.
Coach
him.
Okay.
And then Darlene Hickman. Darlene Hickman is somebody with USA Track and Field. And those people with USA Track and Field that you get close to,
mm-hmm.
whenever you see their name, you don't miss it. And then we're talking about...
Sandy Snow.
Yes, it's Sandy Snow. Laurie Foster, Jamaica.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, he is one of a kind. He is one of a kind. He is a man with a camera, and he's done some other things also. And I'll tell you some other things that he has done. And then Wellington Miller, the former president of the Olympic Committee.
Mm-hmm.
And then LaToya Madison, Francis. She is the daughter of Oscar Francis,
okay.
who went to St. Augustine's mm-hmm. and who was on the first team with
Bridget. And Bridget is his daughter right now, does a lot of scholarship.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then Don Knowles. Don Knowles worked at the Ministry of Education, but in education, they had people involved in sports, separate and apart from the Ministry of Youth Sports and Culture. And then I have Shelley Adley, who has been a client of mine forever and ever. Amen. And then Leslie Robinson. Leslie Robinson is the person who really works with, I'm talking about with the car, with the other licenses, that kind of thing. That's what I'm talking about.
Traffic? No.
No, no, no. She works with us.
Okay.
Kalina, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, she is somebody there. I'd say, see, Miriam Ingram is on.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm talking about General Insurance. And then guess who I saw yesterday or today? Oh, Brian Wellman, triple jumper. Brian, I think that you just got commended at where Lonnie was.
Okay.
Triple jump. Yes, the triple jump.
Are you familiar with Herbert Fraser? I think Mike.
No.
He went to.
No, Herman Fraser. I knew him very well.
Right. Well, he's being honored at Arizona State. He's now at Syracuse.
Syracuse. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I had the opportunity to meet him through Mr. Sands.
He gave me his number.
Mm-hmm. I'll share it with you.
Okay. I would appreciate that because he was the third person in Lingham. So to end this, I would say that. Val Moore, as I said, I saw him, and his birthday is tomorrow. And we're talking about Sharon Finlayson. She is in Columbus, Ohio.
And I want to say a happy
Jesse,
birthday.
Jesse, happy birthday.
To Juwan, my son. My son turned 20 October
excellent.
4th.
Excellent.
Yes,
excellent.
Yes, yes. And excellent. Happy birthday to Crystal Baffert. Yeah.
So I am talking about deaths now.
Okay.
I'm talking about Sharon Finlayson. She is in Columbus, Ohio. And in terms of people who passed, Gorman Bannister, Nat Sanders. I don't know if you know of Nat Sanders, but he was one of the best. We're talking now about Russell Seals. I think he's out of Grand Bahama. May not be. And then we're talking about Nat Sanders was the DJ also, and Chris Clark. Chris Clark has passed, but we're talking about his birthday. Or he said Arkansas. That's what I'm talking about. That's where Lonnie was.
Okay.
So my Foxhill man, Kermit Ramming, thank you ever so much for this show.
And thanks to all of our listeners.
Thank you ever so much. And we'll see. We really enjoyed this.
And thank you, Alpheus, for having me.
Really enjoyed this.
Because it was so funny. So many people asked me. It was like, Philippa, when Sac sent out something with Olympians on it, it was like, Philippa, I didn't know you entered the Olympics. I say, yeah, it doesn't show up.